And with one eye on the World Cup, many people's other eye is on the Gulf. We're going to talk about the $20 million that BP is setting aside for Gulf Coast residents in about 10 minutes. But in the meantime, we're still getting a flood of reactions from you about this intersection in this oil spill between oil and politics.
This is Nick in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. BP has been more concerned about the cover-up than the cleanup. And for Barack Obama, a guy who I love and voted for, to essentially ignore that fact and try to act as if this was just some kind of an unpleasant incident means that he's going to be the one that catches the blame along with BP, if not instead of BP.
This is John from Florida. I'm just curious why everybody keeps calling this spill an accident when there's already facts that say that they cut corners. So this is not an accident, and it's completely avoidable.
You can keep this conversation going, and I know that you will. Head over to our site, thetakeaway.org.
And if you have anything in the news that's got you talking at any time, you can call us, of course, John from Florida did at 877-8-MY-TAKE. BP's CEO, Tony Hayward, heads to the Hill today to face Congress. We're looking for what you might want to say to him if you were there. Mizzy in Newark, New Jersey, writes us, "You ignored the warnings and violation notices in order to make your billions. Now it's time to pay billions to the families of and the people's lives you have ruined for years to come." I suspect something like that might have been said at the meeting at the White House yesterday.
I'm sure. And Arthur in Laurel, Maryland, tells us in a much more dramatic thing. He said we should say to Tony Hayward, "You have the right to remain silent." If you had the chance.
Actually, he doesn't on Capitol Hill.
That is for sure.
He does not.
Though I'm sure that, you know, with some of the gaffes he's made, his company may have wished that he had. What would you say to Tony Hayward if you had the opportunity to meet face-to-face with BP's CEO? Tell us by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.